Diabetes Breakthrough.
Tonight, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you were huddled around a TV set getting ready for Selection Sunday and March Madness because you know nothing about college hoops, but you know you want to participate in the old pool. Well, later in the week, we'll have a few suggestions for you. Plus, we've got our own little March Madness contest coming up. It's like Nail the Score, only it's with basketball for three segments on Friday in the wee hours, Friday morning. Some great prizes we're going to give away. But we're not opening this hour up here on ATN to talk about prizes and March Madness. Unfortunately, as always, we go to the rough stuff because it is rough stuff in Afghanistan. As many of you know, we've had on Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert who's been to Kandahar and Afghanistan several times. We've talked about Pakistan and really the hornet's nest in the Middle East. Now, unfortunately, a soldier goes in the middle of the night to a couple of villages 500 yards from the base where he was and decides that he's going to methodically go door to door, home to home, while children are screaming and women are cowering, you get the picture, and shoot them. So as a result, 16 people are dead. A lot are children and women. Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, is unhinged, saying that the U.S. has been warned about this before, and this can't happen, that kind of thing. And the president has apologized. Leon Panetta, the defense secretary, has apologized. And at this point, you have this U.S. service member, basically, who now has triggered another wave of anti-American violence in that area. And really, the push to abandon Afghanistan, I think, couldn't be higher. I know many of you disagree with me when I get the emails, and I understand where you're really thinking the line is we've got to snuff out Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and we're the ones to do it, and we've already invested so much, so we need to stay, we need to ramp it up, just like Ryan Crocker, the ambassador, pushes that. But I think it's time to leave, and this is just another prime example of it. The tensions could not be higher. I mean, this is a fatal blow to our mission in Afghanistan. It is. I mean, let me ask you that question. I'll throw it out to all of you. Do you think I'm right? Do you think this is the fatal blow to what's happening in Afghanistan? First, you had the burnings of the Quran. And so then all of a sudden, there was a lot of credibility issues there. Whether it was an accident cleaning, it doesn't matter what it was, a couple of them. Now, you've got a guy that an American soldier at 3 a.m. goes into these two villages in a very rural area where the Taliban has crawled around for a long time. And in fact, our forces have fought to try to control it for years. Years. I described it already, about 500 yards from the base. So how it was described by the people who survived the attack, say that they could only hear gunshots. A soldier stalked from house to house, firing at whoever was inside, set fire to some of the bodies. 11 people were killed in one family. 9 of the people slaughtered were kids. And the shooter is an Army staff sergeant from Washington State who did this by himself. And, you know, turn himself in. He's in custody at that base, at a NATO base in Afghanistan. And now it's just a question of finding out what triggered this. But we all know, or think we know, that this is a mental illness thing, a post-traumatic stress. It has it written all over it. We don't know any of the details. I'm just speculating on what seems to be what could be pretty obvious. And this is a guy who's in his mid-30s. He'd been deployed to Iraq twice. This was his first mission in Afghanistan. He has two children in the United States. He's, and you know, so he's married. He's got two kids. This is an awful, awful thing. And I think it is the end. I think it should be the end of what's happening in Afghanistan. I think we need to run, get out of there. I don't mean run. I mean, we need to leave. We need to pack up, leave, and this is it. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, because I think it is too dangerous for the people who are left behind. Just too darn dangerous. Here's what Colonel Stephen Gagnard said about trying to put this, you know, figure this whole puzzle out, and it looks like the soldier just cracked.
There will obviously be a thorough investigation, but the results probably will likely do little to repair the trust between U.S. forces and the Afghan people and the Afghan security forces. Why it happened and how it happened will be covered under an investigation, but that investigation really won't do much to repair the level of trust that has obviously been so thoroughly damaged by the incident. The soldier obviously cracked for some reason, but the reasons obviously aren't going to go very far in terms of the mood of the Afghan people. The Taliban will play this up as a deliberate and sanctioned act, and this will be a gold mine for the propaganda folks at the Taliban.
He's right, and that was my concern, that this has Taliban written all over it, where they can take this out and trot this out for a long time to come. Think of the difference between Afghanistan and Iraq. The main difference, the people in Afghanistan, 90-some percent illiterate versus what you had and what you were dealing with in Iraq and some of these towns. This is a rural town, a Taliban stronghold, and this just immediately pushes those villagers into the arms of the Taliban. And the statement already on a website said this: the so-called American peacekeepers have once again quenched their thirst with the blood of innocent Afghan civilians in Kandahar province. Not good, my friends. So time to lay the hammer down and leave Afghanistan. Is this it? Yes, it was one rogue person, one soldier. But with the anti-American violence that has already happened, how can we continue to push our soldiers and put them in these positions where they're already hamstrung? They're already in trouble in trying to figure out how to engage. And now you heap this on top of them. I think it's too much. And I don't see a win here. I don't see getting out of this with a win. And that's, you know what, that's the biggest problem for me. How can we do that? I mean, how can we do that to these, soldiers who have given again and again and again and again? They shouldn't be responsible for what one guy did. You might see it a different way, so I'm going to flip you the numbers. 800-259-5791. Coming up, I'm going to fill in the blanks on a few other things that piqued my interest over the weekend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Situation in Afghanistan and how it's time to get out of there. And the sentiment now couldn't be more anti-American. First, the Quran situation and trying to quell that, leading to the deaths of some innocent soldiers. Let's face it, that directly was tied to that. Now you have the soldier who shoots the people in the village, in the two villages, and burns some of the kids, no less, where their legs had burns and many of the corpses were burns or blankets over them. I mean, this is just ugly stuff. It just is. There's no way to color this. 16 people killed, 5 children, single taps, you know, to the head, gunshot wounds, and burns on legs and heads as well. One family wiped out, as I said. And it's nasty, nasty stuff. And you've got a big problem. You've got more than a powder keg. If it was there before, which it was, now it's worse. How do you appeal for calm? They don't want calm in Afghanistan. And the Taliban, this is perfect for them. They're chomping at the bit. Because trust me, yes, some major Taliban thugs were wiped out. I truly believe that. We know that. But there are others that are there, and they're trying to thrive, and they are surviving. And this anti-American hostility in Afghanistan plays right into their hands. At this point, I think it's time to lay the hammer down and get out. Because how are the people of Afghanistan really going to respond after now being fired upon by an army sergeant who seemingly was out of his mind, sadly? It's very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Much different than, I mean, remember we already had the one thing where they mistakenly fired upon you had the four Afghan people and some others who were wounded after they were fired on by our helicopters. And that led to Hamid Karzai saying, oh, there's too much collateral damage. He didn't call the people collateral damage. We would say collateral damage. He said the civilians being killed and da-da-da-da and the situation with the drones. And now, I mean, this has just kicked open the door, kicked open the door. I've said this for a long time. This is how I feel anyway. I think we need to be gone, gone, gone sooner rather than later. You might look at it differently. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hello, Kate. Are you super confident this guy that
yes.
did the shooting?
Yes.
That was
yes.
Flipped the gun.
Yes.
He did, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I mean, I really do. We'll see if that comes out. I went to a source that I had in the Pentagon, and that's kind of what they're saying, but it's not official yet, and they're still, quotes, investigating, but I think that's what happened, yeah.
Well, that's what it looks like, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Who would just start shooting on civilians, right? At the
yeah.
same time, this guy was thinking, hey, if I do this, maybe they'll kick us out of Afghanistan.
Well, so. you could be right. Could it be a mental trick? That, okay, I'm gonna go nuts here so I can get out of there. But that also shows he's not all there. He did two tours in Iraq. This was his first in Afghanistan. Something wasn't right.
Well, I'm not saying him. I'm talking the whole U.S. military altogether. I mean, look at the way this guy might have looked at it. He said, hey, everybody that's been punished for, atrocities against people have just had their hands slapped, you know. Nobody's been executed for killing innocent people over there. None of our soldiers or any of that. I mean, you know, so it's kind of like he knows what, you know, nobody's going to shoot him.
Oh, I see
he's going to be
yeah.
alive.
I see you what you're
know,
saying,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, Kate, there has to be a, you're right in a sense, there has to be an end date. And, you know, I know they're saying 2013, but I don't know, Kate, I just hate to have to go back there again someday after, you know. And start all over again and then have to go through the same process again.
Well, you're not alone in that, by the way. Senator McCain says that constantly, that we have to do this now because if we don't, we might end up back there. That's what Ryan Crocker, who I don't agree with, but that's what he says, the ambassador. We have to throw resources at this and it has to happen now. So it's a kind of a split decision on whether to stay or not, because there are others that think, oh, it's time to get out of there. I mean, it's a terrible situation. It is. It's a terrible situation. It's gone on for a long time. And did we not learn anything from the people that were there before? I mean, do you think, Don, let me ask you this really honestly, deep down in your soul, not in your ideology, do you believe this is winnable?
No.
No, exactly.
It never was.
Nope.
So,
it never was.
That's the thing that's hard to teach get the American people to understand. It is not the same thing as in Iraq.
No. Nope.
You know?
No.
This is a country that has been tribal warfare since the beginning of time.
Yep.
You know, and so I guess if you got enough, if Karzai got a big enough army, and then we left, and he would have to be pretty much like Saddam, a dictator, keep those people under control. That's always been a question about Iraq for me. And you saw these people killing each other for years; they're still doing it, you know. And the question was, none of that was going on when Saddam was running them, because you know the buck stopped there. So in a sense, he might have been a ruthless dictator, but you know everybody lived in fear of him, and they didn't raise up and. You know, Shiites aren't killing Sunnis, and Sunnis aren't killing Kurds, and Kurds killing Shiites or whatever, and you know, I mean, They lived a fearful but a peaceful nation in a sense, you know. The only one killing people was Saddam.
Yeah.
So, you know, so sometimes, it, you know, but then he was doing other things that upset the rest of the world, you know, paying for suicide bombings in Israel and you know, going against the resolutions that were given to him at the end of the first war. And so, you know, it's just a lot, but I don't know, Kate. It seems to me like I don't understand what they're doing over there to try to win. If nobody has an idea of how to win the thing, then maybe you're right. Maybe we should get out. So, hey, I got to share with you something, though, I spotted this weekend. I don't know if you heard this or not, but this, once again, is proof that I'm not a nutcase in Wyoming, that I really do believe that liberals are nothing but idiots. They have no ideas. They couldn't come up with a new, fresh idea if you offered them the world. All they do is point their finger at Europe and say, this is the way we want to be, this is the way we want to be. Evidently, 70 House of Representative Democrats sent a letter to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, which is the ones that are supposed to be responsible over the speculators and, you know, of all the different commodities, including oil.
Yeah.
And they said, it's our responsibility to ensure the American people do not face higher gas prices due to these Wall Street speculators, the same people that are responsible for the recession that the hardworking middle-class American is presently in. And I said to myself, well, wait a minute now. I thought, according to Democrats, the recession was over. But now they're saying we're still in the recession, you see? And secondly, they're pointing their finger at the commodities traders saying that the oil commodities was the reason we went into a recession. Okay? The reason you know why we went into the recession, the housing market went up.
Yeah, tanks, the subprime lending, yeah.
Yeah, and the subprime, you know, and tons of construction jobs were lost. Tons of transportation jobs that were involved in that were lost. Okay? And why did that go tank? Because they didn't control Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from giving out loans to people who should have never gotten home loans. You know? And McCain tried to get them to stop that, and Obama said, oh, no, no, I'm going to vote against that. Obama knew darn right that the market would tank and you have a crappy economy and it would be the way to get the Republicans out. So, you know, I think it was a nasty little trick that he pulled off. But in any case, though, I just can't believe this. They're pointing their finger and saying that. I just laughed because, first of all, they admitted right there in that letter they sent to the commission that we're still in a recession. So.
You know what? You're right. It is interesting that they say that because the thing that we keep hearing is that we're not in the recession. We're turning a corner. We're cautiously optimistic at some of the things we're seeing, but we are. And so I guess that's the way to do it, is to blame it on the oil speculation, which, by the way, I would dump some of the blame there, but I've never said we're not in a recession. Stay with us. Coming up next, numbers.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Five inmates in Mississippi whose pardons were very controversial, but they were freed. Now, here's the thing. It goes back to a decision that Haley Barbour made in part. Mississippi Supreme Court last week upheld the pardons of about 200 convicts that the former governor, Haley Barbour, granted on his way out of office. So they rejected a challenge by the state's attorney general. This was big, 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 big stuff. Like I said, the number was 200, and the cases naturally are all different. But it was a 77-page, 6-3 ruling late last week where the court found that the pardons might not be set aside or voided by the judicial branch. That was officially the way it came down. The Attorney General, Jim Hood, argued that no proper notice had been posted in newspapers, but the court found that the final decision, this is interesting, rested solely with the governor. How about that? So you think of victims and their families, and, you know, understandably, they have to be concerned about the outcome. That would make sense to me. It would be distressing, not even depending on what the crime is, it would be distressing, the release of these, of the people. And normally, they file those notices 30 days in newspapers where their crimes have been committed, sort of a signal to be careful. And they would never admit it's to be careful. It's, they say it's notification, but that's what it is in some cases. That does depend on the crime there. So there was a February Supreme Court hearing, and Barber's lawyers argued that previous state court rulings had found that the 30-day notice rule was an unconstitutional encroachment on the governor's power. So how about that? So no 30-day, that was the deal. Wouldn't it be nice to have that notification if you were some of the people? And among the 200-some inmates that he pardoned before he left were four convicted murderers who had worked as trustees at the governor's mansion. So people are arguing that the governor didn't consider the families or their victims before freeing them. All four and an armed robber also pardoned by the former governor had remained free while they were working. This issue was working its way through the courts. And so then, of course, they're freed under Thursday's decision. Oh, my. I've always feel for the victims. It seems like we forget the victims in all of this. What do you think, not to be negative, what do you think the recidivism rate is for these people, and how quickly will they, some of them anyway, complete another crime and perhaps get caught for that one? I'm thinking it's probably pretty good. I'm just saying, I'm thinking it's pretty good. This is kind of a frivolous story, but amidst all the doom and gloom that I seem to be throwing out here, I feel like I want to mix in just a brain rest story, I'll call it. But I happened to see this on the local news that I was watching in Philadelphia. You know how all your local news is, the news that you listen to has like either a theme song or some signature thing on their set? Well, this is the biggest affiliate in the country for news. It's called Action News, and it's like they never redo their set. Everybody else spends millions of dollars, and they don't do it. They have the same old theme. It's like, bum, 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 bum. That's their theme song. So it was like in the top 5 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, this can't be Action News. But Bobby Christina Brown, just 19 years old, told Oprah Winfrey she can still hear her mother's voice sometimes and feels her spirit urging her to keep moving. She's also said that she wants to legally take her mother's name and dump the Brown name. Just go with Houston instead. Her mother wouldn't let her do it, but now it looks like, oh, well, I guess I can do it. You know, Whitney Houston won 6 Grammys and sold 170 million albums, singles, and videos, too, on top of that. The problem is the drugs and, sadly, the spiral that she took. But it's interesting about the daughter. She wanted to do it when her mom was alive. Her mom didn't want her to do that. Now she's switching the name. But the fact that it was in the first 5 minutes, I was stunned by that. First 5 minutes, that's a news story, particularly with so many of the big things that have happened in this past weekend. Here's one. I used to live in California. Santa Barbara's really beautiful because it's still a small little place. 4 men who were reported missing after they didn't return from a day-long fishing trip were found floating near a capsized boat off the coastline. They were spotted off of Santa Cruz Island. That's part of the chain of islands in the channel, about 20 miles from Channel Islands Harbor. They were they launched their boat there, 24-foot boat. They say there's no immediate cause of death. The Coast Guard had launched a search by land and sea after a relative of one of the guys reported that they hadn't come back from their fishing trip, and that's what led them to go and look for them. Oh, is that not awful? And you know there's some sort of a story there that they'll figure out, some sort of CSI crazy story, something. I'm just saying, I guarantee it. Just saying there's something that's, it's not, oh, the boat capsized and that's it. I mean, I could be wrong, but doubtful. I think there's more to it than that. I think there's something else that happened there. All right, here's something else that I was looking at earlier in the day, because, you know, I was thinking about we can count and numbers, and so many of the numbers are just so brutal that we're talking about. crazy deaths of people in whether it's that boat thing or obviously in the Middle East. But this one's interesting. Do you remember the song Disco Inferno? Well, Jimmy Ellis, he was the voice behind that song, Disco Inferno, dead at the age of 74. If you go and look at an old photo, it's just like a lot of those other bands. But he was the front man for the Trumps. He died in South Carolina. And, he was, I mean, that tune from Saturday Night Fever was huge. They won a Grammy for it, and he had a couple of hits, R&B top 10 hits from the 70s, from the early 70s to the late 70s. And they were popular. The Tramps started in Philly in 1972, but then he moved on. They traveled around, and then he moved on ultimately to South Carolina and stayed. It stuck for him. This is a story that I cannot even relate to. If I had $154 million, I could think of 154 million reasons how, where I could spend it, who I could give it to, what I could do with it, and how I could not blow it. But Allen Iverson, an 11-time NBA All-Star, earned over $154 million in his career in the NBA. That doesn't even include his endorsements. He's 17th on the all-time scoring list in our modern era, we like to say. But the problem was he had hangers-on, entourages. They traveled with him, maybe 50 people, and he blew through $154 million. Is that like not a brutal bankruptcy? I feel no pain for him whatsoever, and I don't want you to feel any pain either. But that's incredible. All because he had all these sycophants hanging around him, traveling with him. He was picking up the tab for everyone. Everyone. And then the other thing is he bought a lot of jewelry for himself, for his mother. I guess some of his bad debt, because he filed for bankruptcy, includes $860,000 to a jeweler. I ask you, would you give Allen Iverson credit in your store? Almost $1 million credit. There's some real danger to that. But the question itself, how do you blow through that much money? How? I don't get it. All right, Rick Santorum, he gets it. He scored a pretty easy victory at the Kansas caucuses. You know, we've been talking about the Alabama and Mississippi, that's coming up this week, obviously, and the pushes for the pushes on in the South, but not so fast. When we look at Kansas and Santorum sweeping the caucuses on Saturday with 51% of the vote, so that gives him a little bit of a boost. He's the conservative senator from Pennsylvania was well ahead of Governor Mitt Romney, who was at 21%, and Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich at 14%. Then Ron Paul bringing up the rear from there. But wow, looking at those numbers. And Santorum getting a little bit of those bragging rights. Now you got Alabama and Mississippi. I would think if neither one of those states go for Gingrich, that's the 1-2 punch to knock him out of this. I don't see Gingrich staying in on this. So Santorum won 33 of the 40 Kansas delegates. Romney got the other 7. And Romney described Tuesday's Southern primaries as an away game for him, and he's been concentrating on a longer-term search for delegates. Hang with us.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
All right, we're back at it here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is just the start of another week. Here we are. I'm always saying the same thing, but we sprung forward, so I think a lot of us are kind of weary with springing forward. I don't personally, when we move the clocks, I don't like springing forward. I like falling back. There's something about gaining that hour too. It's like, oh, you gained an hour. And I understand the springing forward, why we do it, but I hate it. I hate it for the first couple of days.
I feel like every fall and spring, you and I talk about this. and we always come to the conclusion that we should get rid of daylight savings time.
I hate it. I do.
I don't.
It's something about it. It's psychological.
And,
I don't know.
And us being night people.
Yes.
I don't care about having another hour of light in the morning.
I don't either.
I want it at night. I would rather it be light out later. And I just, I don't understand it. I know, like, Hawaii doesn't do it. Arizona doesn't do it. I think we should just get rid of it.
I agree. I think we should get rid of it. I'm just going to be honest. I think we need to ditch it. What do you say, America? Are you not on board with daylight savings time? Are Matt and I standing alone in this part of the world here on the ATN map? And that's it. 800-259-5791. I don't like it. I don't like the spring ahead. I never seem to adjust to it correctly in the very beginning. And I have to think that there are many of you listening that could barely pick up the phone to call the show if you wanted to because you're so tired from that crazy hour where you thought you went to bed at midnight and really it was 1 o'clock or 1:30 or whatever it might be. I mean, shame on all of us. We know that the time was springing forward, but it's psychological. Definitely. Definitely psychological, if nothing else. You know, it's like the invisible lines with gas. Because we keep seeing it go up and up, there is a threshold where that's it. The threshold is I can only take so much. And if you get beyond what my threshold is, I'm not happy. If I get to $6 gas, if I'm paying $5 something, I am miserable. So kind of along those same lines, that's how I feel about springing back. It's a killer. It's a killer. And it was very tough. It's not that I'm a great example. It's not that I didn't get enough sleep, but it's that it was tougher to get it, I guess, because my body clock was it's 1 hour. You would think it wouldn't be such a big deal, but it does absolutely affect you. Wonder if it affected Newt Gingrich. He is stumping big time because he wants to hang on in this race. Alabama and Mississippi, key for him. He's Mr. Southerner and Mr. Conservative. But he's saying already, he's predicting a win. Here he is.
It was Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton who fought all the way into mid-June. It didn't seem to hurt Barack Obama to have a vigorous contest. He won the election, remember? I think the states we're going to do very well in. We're going to get a lot of delegates in both Mississippi and Alabama. And I think the odds are pretty good that we'll win them.
Can you imagine if Newt Gingrich outmaneuvers, let's just say, for argument's sake, that were to happen, he outmaneuvers the political brains that have been around for so long and ends up, if he ended up taking the nomination, this would be twice Mitt Romney went down the aisle. He's not going to be a bridesmaid again. I would think that this would be it for him. I mean, it. I didn't squeeze this into our numbers segment, but it certainly could have been in the We Can Count segment. I just can't imagine what it was like for this woman. Imagine giving birth to a 14-pound son. Yes, you can't make this stuff up. The doctors had warned the woman that she might be having a big baby. They could tell by her body and hands and that kind of stuff. 13 pounds, 14 ounces, cesarean section. Oh, that's scary. Now let's see how the kid evens out. Just call him Big Boy. Big Boy. His name is Jaden Sigler. But man, that is one big baby, Jalen. Oh, very, very big. You know, people talk about babies and they say, oh, 7 pounds. But he surpassed that and then some. Wonder what she was doing. That's the key. They didn't flush that out in the story. But there's always the argument about what you're eating or what you're doing that makes a huge difference. Huge, huge, huge difference at the birth. Definitely. If nothing else, at the birth, when you had to have a cesarean section. Because after all, the doctor was right when he was telling you that this is a big baby. Then you had to make contingency plans. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you got to love that. This is another one of those things as we head for the finish line, mixed in a little politics and Newt Gingrich and veering off on a couple of different things because we need to step aside from the politics of it all every once in a while and not worry about it till we actually get to the primary days and start to ramp up the conversation about who's doing what in the, you know, in the polls and does it translate when they actually go and vote. So when we look at the fact that there are no debates, we're kind of on our own, baby, looking at Gingrich and Santorum and ultimately Mitt Romney. I think Mitt Romney gets the nomination no matter what we dissect or say here on the show about people having signs up about anybody but Mitt. I just can't imagine that the establishment would swallow their pride and embrace Gingrich or somebody else. I don't think so. Mm-mm. I do not think so. A big thing that happened over the weekend, obviously, that we've gone back to again and again and again is sadly the 16 Afghan people who were killed in that rogue attack. Terrible as they try to dissect what happened there. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I love daylight savings time.
Oh.
I said that to Matt, and he says, oh, no, I'm going to get yelled at again.
Why? Why do you like
because
it?
Because I love the longer days.
So
I
you
love it. When
but you're a you're like a vampire, Izzy. You're up late at night.
Well, that's because you don't come on until late at night, hey? Excuse me. 11 p.m.
Thank you.
I'm blaming it all on you.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so you like it.
I do like it. I thoroughly enjoy it. Okay, Thursday night there was a comment on illegal immigrants and that being an offensive term.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't
yes.
we just call them what they are? Criminal immigrants. I mean,
Ooh.
That is the technical term. They are criminals.
Yes.
You cross an international boundary without proper papers, that's a criminal offense. So if they don't like being called illegal immigrants, fine. You're a criminal. Go with that.
Brilliant.
One.
Brilliant. I think you're right, because you're right. They're breaking the law. So what if we said criminal immigrants? Why not? Let's stir the pot and get some people more furious at us. Izzy, thank you so much. Have a good one. Illegal immigrants versus undocumented workers. That's what the preferable name was. Come on. Give me a break. Coin flip, right?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.